Years and all the making of a bad, bad boy she should really stay away from. But she couldn't. She remembered the first time she'd met him at Ellie's house. The way he'd smiled. She was never the same again. Christ, that was almost 7 years back. He'd come to her rescue multiple times. She'd blown a tire once, and he'd shown up out of nowhere to fix it before she had a chance to call a tow truck. And she would never forget the time they'd gone to the masquerade ball Ellie had for one of her birthdays. That had been the very first night Carla had worn a girly dress and done her best to look pretty. Or as pretty as she could get away with. The gold medieval gown she'd borrowed from her drama class had allowed her to look the part of a beautiful princess. Nate had worn a pirate outfit. The one with his chest all bare. At the time, his hair had been longer, shaggy and tempting her to run her fingers through. The tight pants and almost wild features had played havoc with her thinking ability. When she'd seen him, all she could think of was touching his half-naked chest, running her nails down the washboard abs, and biting a nipple that continued to peek from the white shirt. One look. That's all it took for some kind of magic to happen. Her heart beat fast and her palms moistened with perspiration. She'd rushed away to grab a much-needed breath of fresh air. He'd followed her outside and kissed her. A single kiss under the moonlight, and she'd become infatuated with him for the rest of her college years. The memory of his firm, warm lips over hers rushed blood to her head. Her lips tingled with the reminder of how much he'd turned her on. Her infatuation with him wasn't healthy, and it bordered on pathetic. Tired of feeling like a failure in the relationship department, tired of waiting on a man who might never be, she needed to start dating. She wanted a family of her own. She wanted a man who would be there long term. She wanted more. Of course, none of her other friends ever mentioned her lack of social life, but that was because they didn't have much of one either. Emma didn't think they noticed how obsessed she was with Mason, and Nick tried to hide her attraction to Jake to no avail. Besides, Carla had never dated much anyway. And unlike what her sister believed, it wasn't because she was curvy. Not at all. She loved her smaller waist and bigger hips. Heck, most men loved her big boobs and ass. Latinas were proud of their bodies, and she was no exception. But she didn't have much of a social life because her mind was always running rampant with thoughts of Ellie's older brother. No matter what she tried, her brain didn't listen and focused on Nate and all his sexy tattooed glory for most of her daydreams. A warm breeze ruffled the trees, and she glanced at her camera. The stupid tripod didn't want to stay in place. She grumbled under her breath. Squatting down, she jiggled the tiny metal legs into the earth, hoping to steady it. A couple of rocks would help. She grabbed a few of the biggest ones and circled the tripod legs with them to keep it stable. Long strands of frizzy hair kept falling forward out of her ponytail, tickling the side of her face. She tucked the annoying hair behind her ear and continued to mess with the tripod. Stupid friggin' piece of... A low growl sounded close. Too close. She whipped up to her feet, still holding one of the rocks in her hands, and turned in a flash. Unfortunately, she was also one of the clumsiest people and tripped on her own feet. She lost her balance, and she fell on her ass. Carajo! A howl sounded from the ceremony site, and she scrambled to her knees to watch one of the wolves. She'd guess it was Marco because he was bigger, sniffing Kelly's behind. Just like a man to go straight for the goods, she snorted. But she didn't get a chance to keep watching. Something bumped her backside, pushing her forward. She tangled on the tripod and fell on her face. Oh, for crying out loud. Clearly, she sucked at being inconspicuous. Strands of her hair fell forward, covering her vision. She lifted on all fours and flipped to sit on her ass. There he was.